Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Because you look back at the Bills' history, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. Yes. You know me. I'm a sicko. I'm a jersey collector. I'm feeling like they might go Navy.
Ew.
Sports Talk Saturday.
The worst thing you could have brought up to me right there. Hey, remember the Bills' jerseys that kind of make you want to throw up in your mouth? Nothing good comes from that. And if any of you that is listening right now wants to defend those ugly Navy uniforms, you're wrong, and it's okay. Just get a hug from somebody.
On WGR.
Programming note, the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday is just going to be me powerbombing Joe Kelly through a table.
Sports Radio 550.
With malicious intent.
Oh boy. Malicious intent.
Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Welcome into the weekend. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you.
On your long weekend.
On a long weekend, a Memorial Day weekend, we are all off until Tuesday after this show is done.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we'll carry the Bandits later on today.
Yes. Game three. Big basically deal. Game seven. Big deal.
It's big deal. We've got game three, game seven. we've got a game five, game seven.
We do.
I've got the Amherst jersey on today.
Yes.
We're all super pumped about that.
It's like CPR class in high school. Staying alive, baby.
Hey.
That's what they tell you to do it on.
I did not know where you were going with that, and I am relatively...
You're satisfied with the way that went?
I'm satisfied with the outcome, yes.
Good, because
that was a good one.
Realized as that was coming out of my mouth, it was a veiled beginning to that.
That was good, though. That was good. Okay. I like that. anyway, debut day.
It is.
On a Memorial Day weekend for Chris Giacobello on the board. As Evan's off for the day, we've got Chris here. He's taking care of the update. He's taking care of us here today.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Raging Tire Fire.
Well, Derek, I got to say, it's just glad to be here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for just letting me step in and produce.
Let's have some fun today.
Cooking with gas back there, as far as I'm concerned.
Let's have some fun today, though, because that's what we're supposed to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the dumbest jobs that there is. You know that, right?
Yeah, people listen to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dumbest as in, like, how does this work?
How do you get paid to do this?
I wouldn't pay you anything. As a matter of fact, I don't listen.
If you don't listen, then why are you messaging in?
But I also, it's something, I don't know why I'm feeling, like, a little more appreciative today. I have no reason to. It's just another day.
It's because it's almost June and it's pushing 50 and raining.
I don't know. I'm just feeling good today. Maybe that's what it is.
It's because the Bandits are in a Game 3, Game 7, and the Americans are in a Game 5, Game 7. I mean, you said it. You're feeling good. You're wearing the jersey. The vibes are high. At a point of the year where, yeah, we don't normally get this. Well, with the Bandits and Amherst, sure, right? Don't have this with the Sabres. The Bills are done. We're in the dog days of the offseason for the NFL, right? Now that the schedule's released.
We're getting
released.
Into phase three soon enough.
Phase
next
three where you're starting to prime up to, oh, with no film, nothing to look at, what do we think is going to happen this season? That's where we're getting to. And it's like...
It is something that I do dread sometimes, but also at the same time, dude, our job is to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... And again, I don't know why I feel this way today, but like it's still cool. Like we always got to make sure we're having fun. Maybe it is because there's someone new here today.
I think that definitely helps.
It might help. But like
a new face.
It's if we're not having fun doing this, then like let's get the hell out of here. But as long as I'm still having fun with this, we're going to keep this raging tire fire going.
Mm-hmm. And I have fun every time I look at the tangled Rapunzel inspirational quote above your head every day.
I've got Gene Steratore staring me in the face, man, every time I sit down here.
Do you want to hear that inspirational quote? I don't know how often you look at it.
I don't look at it at all.
That's where my eyes drift above the wide receiver big board.
I'm feeling the wide receiver Rapunzel. Big board staring at me like down my spinal cord right now. And like I feel slightly uncomfortable.
The inhibitor chip's been compromised. You're now being talked to by the wide receiver big board. you're in shambles.
My
right now.
My DeAndre Hopkins takes from a couple years ago just suddenly come back.
You're just hearing whispers in your brain.
Get him away from the Ravens. Get him here. But like I don't know. It just I enjoy doing this, and maybe it's because I was in all week too.
It might be the holiday weekend too. They normally bring better vibes. It was a good Friday yesterday. It really was. Like everything was just moving,
except for it raining the entire time.
Yeah, that you know. But
ignore that.
On the bright side, Memorial Day is actually shaping up to look like a solid day. After a rainy weekend, it's gonna be 68, almost 70 degrees, and sunny. That's perfect spring weather to me.
I'm telling you, like I said with Zach yesterday,
mm-hmm.
It is carved in an ancient tablet.
It has to be.
Before they knew what Memorial Day even was.
Mm-hmm.
But the ancient tablet says Memorial Day is exclusively going to have good weather.
The last Monday in May always must have good weather.
Ugtog, what is Memorial Day? And we're going to figure that out, Jim.
I don't know, Jim.
Why is the second caveman named Jim? I don't know.
Rhymes with Grug. That's why.
What?
You haven't seen this?
No.
This could be interesting. This is a little Gen Z intro here.
Gen Z brain rot for me?
Yeah, little Gen Z brain rot.
Everyone look out.
Do you remember?
Beware.
It's Zoomer humor.
It is. It's Zoomer humor.
Zoomer humor.
The hit Hollywood blockbuster in that of the Croods. No? Not ringing any bells for you?
Derek, you don't know the Croods?
It's a DreamWorks animated film.
I love that I don't know what you guys are talking about.
This is a nice change.
That makes me feel not old whatsoever.
So the Croods is
young at heart.
I feel like I need like a walker now, but carry on.
Well, it's an animated film by the DreamWorks, the studio that brought you Shrek 1 through now 5. 5 incoming, but...
Too many.
It's a story about cave people, right?
Okay.
Neanderthals, if that's the right word, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah.
This whole station's Neanderthals.
I knew that was coming. But Nick Cage voices Grug, the head of the family. And it's got Emma Stone, like, Ryan Reynolds. It's actually got a stacked cast.
It rhymes with Jim.
So he basically... It's now become a meme. Like, it's resurfaced. This movie came out like 10, 15 years ago, somewhere in between there. It's resurfaced in Gen Z brain rot to the point of... He's like trying to have ideas, right? Think. That's the whole thing. I have idea is the quote by the end. So it's become a meme now where in one point his one idea is putting a rug on his head and saying, call it a rug, rhymes with grug. So now there's just like these quotes on TikTok. I can't say 90% of them, but like I call it open heart surgery, rhymes with grug. Like, that's just like, and it's a picture, a brain rot picture of Grug holding like a scalpel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that.
I never would have thought that this would be relevant today. Cricket Whistle tweeted before the show started today, hey, why don't you guys fire up the cameras and take the show to YouTube today?
And this is why?
Because my face right now that I'm making, I can't replicate it.
If anyone from Gen Z or even like the tail end of. Gen Y be millennials? Is that what that? Yeah. Even at the tail end of the millennials, you might understand what I'm saying, but Derek might be on
the fraction.
So those
of you that haven't clicked off at this point. we've got Gene Battaglia on at noon to talk about the Rochester Americans surviving against LaValle, forcing that game five, quote unquote, game seven.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of quote unquote game sevens, as we said.
A lot of these going on. And then we've got Brayton Wilson joining us at 1 o'clock. We've got some hockey guests here today. It's going to be a good time. I think we're going to have ourselves some fun here. After Joe broke my brain, you know, no big deal.
Little rot to the brain to start things off.
You know, like, no big deal. But man, last night in all playoffs, very satisfying.
Extremely
satisfying. I'll try again. Had to make sure the laptop volume was down first. So
I like that.
Very, very satisfying. I went to bed last night early because I had an earlier morning than usual today.
You hosted, you produced for the guys for a tee to green this morning.
Yes, and you know, as getting into golf, I love doing that. That was very fun with Brian Koziel and the fellas. But waking up to the good news of the Rochester Americans being alive couldn't have been better, because last night I was worried how they had looked in that series is the weakest I've seen them look in the entirety of the Calder Cup playoffs. Right. The North Division Final has had their number with the LaValle Rocket. They have a chance tonight to completely flip that in a couple games, and I'm here for it. I knew after they dropped the first game of the series, it was going to be a battle. That it was not going to be easy. They played them tough.
Right.
It's almost, you're seeing them make adjustments, though, and be able to win these younger guys, these prospects for the Sabres.
I think it's also because part of it is, in the games that they've lost, LaValle also seemingly goes full caveman mode. Here we are talking about the caveman.
Rhymes with Grug.
And it's they become more busy with trying to take your head off than actually try to play the game.
We were talking about
weird.
That. That's right.
Which is weird. They were the best team in the AHL this year. They have skill. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. But then, randomly, they'll just decide, oh, we're going to start Fowler instead of Primo again, and he's going to lose again. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to be too busy trying to take your head off.
Yeah.
Are they trying to get, like, Caden Primo rested?
Well, like you said, they decided to play NHL hits. That's just what it is.
Primo is 2-0 in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Primo has started two games.
Right. The two games he started, they've won.
Fowler has lost both of his starts. I don't get LaValle's coaching staff.
You would think that they would see. Common sense isn't so common nowadays, so I guess I can't assume. But the writing's on the wall right in front of you. I don't really get.
Especially because of the fact that, like, Caden Primo is one of the better goaltending prospects in the National Hockey League's structure at this point.
Well, it's not like you really shouldn't worry about resting them. This is do or die at this point.
You should be teaching him to play every game.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I mean, is Fowler also good? That's the part I don't know. But I know Caden Primo. I know he's a good prospect. I know he's a good goaltender within the AHL. I don't understand why he's not just getting the lion's share at that point. Because now you've put yourself into an awkward position here. The best team in the AHL, if you lose game five, you played.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Too much. You played around with your opponent too much then. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it seems like also Rochester has the problem of like you're facing Hershey or like it's like this impossible mountain to climb. Eventually, they'll beat like a Utica or a Syracuse. And everyone will have tons of fun with the first round or two.
Yep.
And then a team like Hershey shows up. Or a team like Laval, and you can't break through and get to the Calder Cup final. And that's fine. It's an AHL team. Like for people around here, you want to just see the young guys start to show out and shine.
Yeah, because for the future sake of the Sabres organization.
You want to see that. But I do know that, like, you know, there are people down the 90, they are Rochester Americans fans first. They get upset.
That's their team.
When the Sabres make a call, as it is structured, they will be sad. They will be mad. They will be upset about it.
Like when they lose Devin Levi.
Eventually. That's going to be Quinn Krebs-Paterka.
Mm-hmm.
Was all the rage several years ago. If I ask you about Jack Quinn in Rochester, it's a much different answer than if I ask you about Jack Quinn in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. A hero's tale.
A hero's tale, so to say. But it is a great series. I'm glad I've at least got to catch one of those games in person.
Yeah, because that environment, I know they're in Laval now, but still.
That's a tough environment to win in,
too. Yeah, because their fans are very passionate as well. So, I mean, you're playing in really in enemy territory. It's not just like...
And it's Levi's home.
Yeah.
That's the other portion of this. There's an interesting wrinkle in there. Can you beat the best team in the AHL? Let's find out. And if you do, you can also be forcing Kevin Adams' hand. So this does impact the Sabres, what Rochester does in the playoffs here. Levi had a strong game yesterday, and he's needed this in this series. He's also getting a lot of attention from Laval. They are hitting him. They're trying to like mess up his meditation thing in the corner.
They're playing mind games.
They're jerks.
But at the end of the day... That's a strategy,
it's
right?
It's a strategy, and don't think that other pests in the NHL wouldn't do
exactly.
This.
Exactly. It's not. It might be as jerkish as it is. This is a wake-up moment like, hey, this is in the AHL. This is going to happen in the NHL.
The physicality is going to be there. And he's played in the NHL, and he's struggled. So can you overcome it? It's going to be interesting to see how that wraps up. And... whether it's the end of the season or we get another series down the 90.
I hope we get another series down the 90. I would actually try and make it out for one of those because then the Bandits have wrapped up by that point because this is it today.
Yep.
That'd be really exciting if I could get out there for a Rochester game. Yep. I've never been, so that would be my first time.
It's a nice place. When I went last week, it was 9,000 strong, fully packed. Ref, you suck. Chance started like a minute 27 into the game.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
It's a great time. So,
and again, just to experience if you're a hockey, playoff hockey.
If you're a hockey crazed or you just want to experience hockey in the playoffs just to feel something, it's worth it. Go down there. Make the drive. It's supposed to be a good time, and it is.
Yeah, instead of letting the match burn down your fingertips to feel something, just go to a playoff hockey game. That'll change how things go. Another Nick Cage quote, by the way.
I will say, and not just there, though. Edmonton beating Dallas last night, evening the series one apiece.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL desperately needed that because the Carolina Hurricanes are going to give you nothing.
No, Panthers are going back to the final. That's it. That's done.
And does Carolina even win a game? It does not.
I think they get swept.
Through the first two games at home, Carolina's been embarrassed.
You were absolutely right, though. I think it might have been last week or the week before when I was suggesting Carolina might be able to, you know, give Florida a run for their money. You said they're just not deep enough. They just have average players at every position. You don't have...
They have some guys that can emerge as stars.
Exactly, but...
Or, like, they have a Seth Jarvis. They have a Jacob Slavin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have great players that their countries even grab for national teams.
Mm-hmm. They're just not deep enough.
It's that they don't have a superstar on the front end.
Yeah.
That's what's missing. You need someone to keep up with these guys in Florida, and you don't have it. I also think that Florida's point total in the regular season is deception.
Yeah.
Because they're resting players to get healthy, including Barkov, who is a criminal underrated player. But back to last night, though, like Edmonton, they win going away 3-0. Stuart Skinner has either been dreadful or a literal brick wall. There has been no in-between for him this postseason. He's either cost you games to a point where he got benched in the LA series, or he's just shutting you down with no answers mm-hmm. in sight. This is another shutout for him in the playoffs. He is as up and down roller coaster wacky as it gets. But if he's going to be on his game, this is going 7.
Yep.
Because he's going to have his bad games and he's going to have his good games. It's not a series until somebody loses at home. Here we are. Dallas just lost at home.
If it's Edmonton, Florida again, that's pretty crazy, the repeat.
It's crazy, but also I'm not mad at it.
I'm not either. I want it to flip.
I want it to flip, but it's also a little bit of a testament to something. For Edmonton, it is you have the best player in the National Hockey League, and you're finally figuring it out of how to get him back here. There are some flaws. Goaltending is one of them. But do you have a team structure around you now that is good enough to win? Yes. They're in the conference final again. That's not a mistake anymore. They are a good, consistent team that makes deep playoff runs. They are playing a lot of hockey at this point. Same with Dallas. Dallas is a good team. They're well structured. I hate it, but they are.
It's tough to say.
Florida is as dominant and well structured they've been to the last couple of Stanley Cup finals and are poised to be in the third.
Exactly. They're dominant.
And then there's Carolina.
Just the misfit little
what
bro.
What they lack in terms of talent, they make up for with the bad Metropolitan Division because rivalries have to be forced in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Cool. You know who hates each other every year? Division rivals in the regular season.
That's true.
You know who really start hating each other? Any playoff team that plays each other for a 7-game series. You do not need to force rivalries. You get the same people facing each other, they will start fighting each other. How do I know this? NFL training camp.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Will throw hands just because they see the same person day in and day out.
Do you remember that? The Bills, there were a couple fights.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a training camp spat. Did you really have training camp?
No.
Training camp is the friends and fights we have along the way.
I think we'll see some. I'm excited. That's one thing about Hard Knocks I'm excited for.
You see the same people every day. In the playoffs, you see the same people every day. You do not need to force Carolina to be playing against New Jersey in the first round and then Washington in the second round. There should be reseeding. Or just go back to 1-8.
Yeah.
Just do it. You don't need to force anything.
Reseeding would be interesting. I would like that. I think that's...
As a matter of fact, ready? You know what's going to be an interesting rivalry? If the teams both make it back there, Edmonton, Florida.
Yeah, because it's a repeat of last year. There's of course going to be a rivalry.
The same players that they did.
In the biggest series of the season, postseason. In the pinnacle of the postseason. Yeah, that's a rivalry if I've ever heard it.
Exactly. You do not need to force rivalries. look at the NBA, Indiana and New York. These teams have one of the most intense playoff rivalries in sports.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play in the same division.
No.
They just happen to meet each other in the playoffs.
Bills, where Chiefs.
Where the stakes are highest, teams start to hate each other.
Yes.
Fan bases start to hate each other. By God, you just said it. Bills, Chiefs. That is the biggest rivalry of the Buffalo Bills right now in this current day and age.
Miami's not.
It's not Miami.
Baltimore's close because of other reasons.
I mean, yes, but also, yes, I think there's still plenty of hatred within the AFC North because it's still a competitive division that I don't know if the Bills overtake anybody for Ravens hatred, and that's proper. But the AFC has been so bad that it's not New England. It's not Miami. It's not the Jets.
Could be New England coming up.
Could be New England coming up. But those rivalries are not manufactured at that point. It is just, it's all natural beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Bills, Chiefs. Chiefs ended the Bills season how many times in the postseason?
It is premium grass-fed bird of beef.
In heartbreaking fashion. That's organic beef, yes. If you ask me.
Yeah, it...
They're trying to give us impossible meat, forcing rivalries. And that ain't tasting right.
No. It's like the... Yeah. It's like a vegan burger. You like it because of the idea.
Yeah.
Or you'll eat it because of the idea.
On paper, the idea is awesome.
Oh, playoff rivalries. I'll take that. Why does this one taste funny?
Hmm.
It's because we tried to... integrate... We forced chemicals into this thing that make it not real beef. It's not real beef. It's something we made up. What do you mean you made it up?
They don't have the meats.
They don't. Like, the NHL playoffs is the opposite of Arby's. And they're the only league that does it like this. And I do not know why.
No.
It becomes remarkably simple at this point. If Carolina gets swept... You really got to look at each other and go, is this really what we want?
Yeah, we got to the drawing board.
Because I dug into the numbers. Since 2017, the Metropolitan Division has not had a representative. Oh, excuse me, 2018. The Metropolitan Division has not had a representative in the Stanley Cup Final since the Capitals won it all.
How would the Sabres fare in that division this season?
Probably better than they did.
that's what I was thinking.
Oh, really? Like, not really.
No.
Do note that they do play their fellow divisions,
mm-hmm.
or the other division, almost as much as their own division.
You're right. Forget how many games there are.
Yes.
So right would, around the same.
I would do something about this where you are playing your division, try to play them all four times in a season.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got two meetings with everybody else. That's how your rivalries are. And then your playoff rivalries become rivalries because of this. Because it's organic at that point. You find a way because the stakes are higher. You don't need to force this down. I don't know why the NHL is as weird as they are about this stuff, but you know,
NHL's got a lot of weird things that they just do.
Yes.
With the current office that runs it. So, well, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. And that is what it is, but again, I'm excited though to see we've got a series in Edmonton and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big deal.
Carolina pull something out of you know where? That's going to be the question.
Can Carolina just play competent hockey for once? Is really all I need out of this.
See, that this series reminds me of the Sabres in Prague in the preseason when they swept all those other teams that weren't up to NFL talent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this is reminiscent of that. But, could this hinder the Florida Panthers because they played the way they did against the Hurricanes, but then a real contender walks in like Edmonton. Oh,
yeah,
we're playing against someone who's playing competent hockey. We forgot how to do that. Like that could be an interesting look. I don't know.
Yeah, but like again, Florida is
it's dominant.
Florida is dominant.
Of course, reaching with that take, but still,
Florida is downright dominant, and you've got Carolina fans chanting "Shoot the puck!"
Yikes.
We'll see if either of these NBA series are a series at this point.
Yeah,
both are up 2-0.
2-0 right now. 2-0 right now.
While for the eye, Pacers and Knicks is the far superior one to actually watch.
Absolutely. There's more, like you said, a real rivalry between those two teams.
There's again, natural hate.
They want blood on the court. Not necessarily, but you know what I'm saying.
But the Pacers have taken two at MSG. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mr. Giacobello, what do we have looking tonight again? In the NBA?
Oh, for Timberwolves and
Oklahoma City?
Yeah, the Thunder.
And that is Minnesota needs a win.
Yeah.
Desperately. At home.
They could do it at home.
Heads to Minnesota.
That could become a series tonight, I think.
New York's got the problem. The Knicks have the biggest problem.
Yeah.
That is, you've lost the first two at home. You need to now go on the road and take this down.
They need to bring the Rizzler with them on the road in the locker room, get some team spirit going.
I don't know what they need. But we need a break here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here with you. This is WGR.
I'm digging into, why did they say that? Why did somebody look this way? It's going to be maybe those conversations that become a little bit aggravating. But at the end of the day, Josh Allen's going to throw the ball like he normally does. And Deion Dawkins is going to block like he normally does. And the Bills, their fate will be unaffected by the presence of Hard Knocks. But we will get a lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff.
Joe Marino talking with Jeremy White on the morning show.
I very much agree with that.
The Hard Knocks thing is going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be fun.
It'll be fun to get the inside look. It's something as a Bills fan, and I know other Bills fans, after seeing like the series on Netflix, the quarterback, the other teams who have been on Hard Knocks, to get that behind the scenes look is interesting. In the team meeting room, see how McDermott addresses the team. Like, there are things that are going to be very interesting to see, I think.
There are also things that we're not going to see that we would want to see.
Exactly.
Because the team ultimately does have final say on what is going to be allowed, not allowed, mm-hmm. anything of the sort. But I do hope that there is something compelling there. Just for the look into the team itself and the franchise itself and how it's been run. And it is more fascinating because of the fact that, like, McDermott has opened himself up a lot more over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I do appreciate that. So what will we see from them in Hard Knocks is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
It allows for my job to do the hosting of the first preseason game. That makes that job so much easier.
Yeah, because you have stuff to go off of, what you've seen in the offseason. You also have clips you can pull, everything, yeah.
I could just talk about Hard Knocks for the first preseason game and, like, we're good. Let's coast.
Mm-hmm.
And just to revisit that from earlier this week, because you haven't had a chance to say anything about it. Anyone saying that it might be a distraction or they don't want it because it's a distraction, if this wasn't this variation of the Bills, I would believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Zach Jones earlier this week, if it was the Rex Ryan Bills, I'd be fearing for my life.
Yeah, exactly. I 100% agree with you.
I would hate every minute of that.
This team's very disciplined in a way of...
They're disciplined.
I don't think it's going to be... They're not going to get sidetracked by this. I think it's just going to be business as usual. A couple more cameras on you.
Also, this isn't last year's schedule.
No.
This isn't last year's off-season conversation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Points. This is, the Bills are winning the division again unless something terrible happens.
The Bills are favored in every regular season matchup this season.
Yeah.
This is totally different from how it was last year. The over-under win total for them was 10 last year. Right now, they're projected to win every game. Like, what?
It's egregious, but...
I don't get that.
And also that means, hey, guess what? If they lose week one, it's not because of Hard Knocks.
And I think that's going to happen either way. Look at the Cardinals game. Look at when they've played Pittsburgh in week one, the Jets week one.
Also, Baltimore's a good team.
Baltimore's very good, and guess what? They have a lot more to play for. Not saying the Bills don't have a lot to play for, but revenge is a dish best served cold, and that's how the Baltimore Ravens, you've already heard a couple players...
talking about how they want to get back
at it. They want to get revenge on Buffalo for that. Because that game... was a lot closer than a lot of people like to admit. It came down to Butterfingers on a two-point conversion
right. That
would have tied the game.
And the Bills would have had time.
They would have, but they had time in the Kansas City game as well.
But, like, it wouldn't have felt great. How's that?
Yeah.
If they actually tied the game, I would not have liked our chances at sanity for the rest of the night.
No.
Because...
it would have been an exciting way to win, but it would have been a heartbreaking way to lose.
It would have just been...
So.
Like, just... Everything's tensed up.
Yeah.
And
puckered, if you will.
But I don't know how else you got to, you don't have to draw the conclusion of just because Hard Knocks is here, they're going to be distracted.
I feel like I see 50-50 takes on that. From what I've seen on social media, I see a big group saying it's going to be a distraction, but I also see a big group that's excited for it. So,
but that's the thing. I'm here to dissuade those people.
Mm-hmm.
From thinking that it's a distraction. Like, I'm here to talk you off the ledge. It's okay. Also because they have a schedule that is paper mache right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some quality opponents in there. That's what you get with first place parts. But your division, you should win that going away.
Your road schedule is unfathomably easy. The Texans might be the toughest team you have to play.
It's...
like, that's... your road schedule's cake.
It is. And I don't know necessarily if you need to really worry. Like, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's all it is.
Yeah.
Let them be the Bills. Because one of your other divisions that you're facing this year is the NFC South. If you don't take 3 wins at minimum out of that.
Yeah, right.
You're doing it wrong.
Texans, again, the only one where you could be like, oh, not the NFC South, excuse me.
I would have a decent amount of confidence that Mitch Trubisky could beat half the NFC South.
I would, too. There's not a question.
Yeah. The Saints, go start Mike White.
Saints are going to be starting Jameis Winston. That's who's going to be playing.
Mitch, I did like that yesterday. we'll see what happens. But, yeah, the Giants quarterback room being fascinating there and the Saints having just, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Spencer Haner and... or Spencer Rattler and Jake Haner. I combine the two of them.
Yes.
That's how bad they are.
Yeah, right. After losing Derek Carr, they have nothing. So
yeah.
I think if you look at the free agent quarterback market and if Jameis Winston is there, Aaron Rodgers looks to be linked to Pittsburgh still.
Either that or they're going to be not saying it out loud, but definitely acting out loud that they're tanking.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to get the first pick to go for a quarterback the next year.
And then watch Arch Manning say, nah, I'm good.
I wouldn't doubt that happening.
Because this will be his first season starting. You know what teams really typically like to feel uncomfortable about? Not having enough starts under your belt, especially a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I love the one thing I want to say. I give a lot of credit to Brian Daboll and how he handled Jackson Dart. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat on the phone. And I know we have a Philadelphia fan behind the glass right now, but right on the bat behind on the phone, he was like, Russell's starting. You're going to come in, you're going to develop, like told him how it was, you know? And that's something I wish, I mean, they tried it with Allen, right?
It was the idea.
But it was Nate Peterman.
The execution was
that
wrong.
That was terrible. But I think Daboll has the right mindset for Dart, and I think he'll develop well in that room.
Because Russell was Daboll Wilson, as well, it was just, Daboll was on that team for that
when they
drafted Josh Allen.
A big reason Josh Allen is who Josh Allen is.
But that said, yeah, it was just the execution was wrong on the roster construction.
I would have much rather had A.J. McCarron or you signed Tyrod Taylor one more year.
Yeah, consider, ready? Jackson Dart's path to starting for the Giants is you got to get past, as of right now, Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen's path was
A.J. McCarron and Nate Peterman.
Yeah.
The Bengal that was never a Bill, but he was for a moment.
Never forget that third preseason game.
Nope.
The wildest names come up with those things. Anyway, to get back to it with the Bills, with Hard Knocks and everything of the sort, I think this is going to be a nice, fun exercise here. And then for the Bills, you just go, hey, HBO, don't call us until you're doing our entire division.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. You and I, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're done. We're donezo. Because, again, I could feel it in my jaw at this point. What's a jaw? Don't worry about it. I don't know.
It's a lot of things in Philly.
It is. It can confirm there, Joe.
Yes. I've heard jaw enough that I've started using it. I like it. So I wouldn't say get used to it, Chris, because you are used to that.
Very much so.
But like I can feel it in any part of my body. There's no way Sean McDermott wanted this, though, right? Like, even as outwardly as he's become over the last couple of years, there's no way any head coach wants this.
No, and I think if they didn't
unless
have...
you're Rex Ryan, there's a problem.
Yes, but there's no way... I don't think they would have let it happen if there was indiscriminate access. I think being able to kind of, you know, you're the team, you're the end product, you're controlling some things. I think that does give teams a little bit of solace in them being chosen for this, right?
I think it's also easier because there's nothing really embarrassing about the Buffalo Bills right now. That is the easiest part about all this, is there is nothing about this team that you could shove a camera in front of and go, oh, the whole world gets to see this.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the case here.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily... What else is there to worry about with the Bills?
I don't get where a lot of the concern is coming from, I guess. That's kind of where I'm at.
Ready? It's a dogmatic way of thinking. We are also in a different day and age. When Hard Knocks first came out, it was you had to highlight
the bad teams.
Quite frankly, bad teams.
That were trying to build their way back up. That's why it was called Hard Knocks.
Yes. And also, new coaches, not allowed. So a bad team trying to reshape their image was also not being brought in.
Mm-hmm.
So these are coaches typically that are going to end up on their last leash with an organization.
Yeah, and you're seeing how they adapt and get the organization, try to get it back on their feet.
Or they're just a bad group and it ends up just that's how it is. It's a bad group leading a team and they do eventually lose their jobs for it.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't until a few years ago they changed it around to where like playoff teams actually could be selected. So. And we're on the newer end of that still.
And I do believe that's this year.
Yeah. But I do think, though, the Bills do have some merit in playoff teams because of the heartbreaking ways they've exited the playoffs, right? So I think seeing how they deal with that in offseason and in a preseason preparing for a season, I think that's the more interesting tagline about this. I think nationally speaking, why the Bills were chosen, how do you rebound from these heartbreaking losses in the playoffs? They're going to hammer that. I guarantee
it. And again, the Bills have one aspect of potential drama, and that's at running back. With James Cook.
But he was literally at a team appearance the other day. Like, the drama's really not there.
James Cook is at either voluntary OTAs or
training camp.
If he's at mandatory mini camp, which is right after that, by the way, this is a non-story.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, the contract is a story, but like,
he's going to play. He's already said he doesn't want to cause a problem. He's going to play it out.
That's a next year problem.
Yes.
That's the only light that you could shine right now that would be worrisome for a Bills fan. That's the only light you could shine.
And it's like, you know how when the eclipse comes, you like poke a hole in tinfoil and you look at it that way?
What are you talking about? Our president looked right at the sun.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm saying like, I think it might be if you're in the partial area where you're not going to be able to see it. Like when I was younger, I remember doing that on like a cereal box, and you poke a hole in tinfoil, and you would see the shadow go and like the light go away through it.
What are you talking about? Bill's character stare right at it. Mm-hmm. You see black dots in your vision for like 8 days.
Just built different. But
Bill's character.
That's really the only lens you would have.
And you then have to buy glasses.
Yeah. You would only have that small lens through the tinfoil.
By the way, I'm not talking about personal experience on that one. I've just had bad vision for my whole life.
Mm. See, I have 20/20 vision.
I wish I could say that like staring at the sun caused me to be blind as a bat. No. It is glasses or contacts, and if I do not have them, I legally cannot drive.
Over under, how many minutes have you stared at the sun in your life? Got to do some math there.
Enough to have a good over-under conversation, I'll tell you that.
I thought you were going to go too many minutes.
No, that was a bit. Mm. I was making fun of a certain leader. Anyway, we'll take a time out, and guess what, though? It's our favorite time of the week.
Oh, yes. And I've got a doozy this week.
We'll get to the booty cheek of the week coming up next here. Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here with you on a Memorial Day weekend. Welcome back. Final segment of hour number one, and we're going to try to keep things on time here because when we come back, we'll be talking with Gene Battaglia from our friends down the road at 590 in Rochester. Excuse me. Let me just make sure I said that right. Oh, no. Where is it? Oh, the Fan in Rochester. Excuse me. A 95.7 in Rochester. But this is the Booty Cheek of the Week. And this goes out to you, ESPN.
Yes.
Mostly because yesterday was the final episode of Around the Horn. And I know that you two probably did not watch as much of that.
I've caught it. Not as much.
I was going to say, believe it or not, I watched a bit of it growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, 49-53, the number of episodes, 23 years.
Wow.
Two hosts between Max Kellerman and then Tony Reilly, who really carried the ship for most of the way there.
Max Kellerman.
But, yeah, Kellerman got to start with Around the Horn.
That's crazy.
But yesterday was the final episode, and it is a symptom of what is wrong with America. Because we were talking about this during the break of it is a show where journalists were on and not hot take artists or former athletes. And Tim Kalishaw actually had something in the in his victory lap for the last time. The last FaceTime. He mentions, former athletes, and then he said something about his golf game, which was kind of funny.
Yes.
But real journalists would talk about the topics, and it was never about trying to it was never about the sensationalism that we get these days with most ESPN shows or FS1 or anything that's around nowadays. It is about honest opinions, being real. Tony Reilly would oftentimes like share his life with people.
Mm-hmm.
Random people in an audience nationally.
Yeah.
30 minutes at a time every day. So ESPN, I don't know why you're getting rid of this one. It's a great lead up to PTI as well.
Yeah, because it's concepts not 100% similar, But
Wilbon and Kornheiser, they are honest people. They don't try to do the sensationalism thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they don't feel like doing an hour, and I get it. But Around the Horn exists, and it's a great little teaser for it. A show that goes 23 years like that, and it always has a new cast of characters.
Well, that's why
emerging
it does go
faces
for so long.
Have happened.
Yeah.
Mina Kimes, Pablo Torre, Marcel Louis Jacques.
Mina Kimes in the past two seasons has really taken ESPN by storm for her analysis regarding
it's
the
honest
NFL.
And genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like
her and Dan Orlovsky are saying some of the best stuff out there because it's true fact, not just I'm going to say this to get a reaction. So,
all right. Well,
it's a shame.
I wish that I had more time to talk more about this. But I do like it. Kalishaw was the last winner, last FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, it's a hell of a way to go out, though, because Tony Riley is one of the most humble, genuine people out there. And, of course, he's taking it like with all of the grace in the world because that's who he is.
Yeah.
So, shame on you, ESPN. Shame on you. We'll come back. We'll talk with Gene Battaglia, 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. Our sister station out there, he hosts a sports bar every day, Monday to Friday on weekdays. We'll talk with Gene, catching up about the Amerks, and we'll even ask him about Hard Knocks as well, being in Rochester this year. So
yeah, that's another thing, the Hard Knocks, that nobody's really talking about. City of Rochester gets a big boost from that.
It'll be good to catch up with Gene here, coming up next on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.